Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3752 is the number to do that. If not, email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Yes, that's right. We're still using a Hotmail address. I haven't changed it yet. So anything else you want, head over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, since it is Wednesday, there was a new blog that popped up there this morning. Swing on over there and check while you're at sportstimeradio.com. Go ahead and hit that link. It'll take you over to the Sports Radio Facebook page, and you went all the way over. So go ahead and give that a like. Don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at sportstimeradio. Dan and I are on Twitter, at BurkTime, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man. Three E's. There we go.
All right, Dan, so we got a couple big deals here for starting quarterbacks this weekend, and I think both of them affect your football teams. The Dolphins have announced that Tua Tagovailoa will be out this week against the Raiders, so they will start Jacoby Brissett. While right here in Chicago, Andy Dalton has out, so everybody gets what they want, and Justin Fields gets to make the Cleveland Browns. Don't forget Dalton and Tua. Don't you have Fields as well?
No, I have Dalton as one of my three, but I think that's the one I have Stafford in, so I should be fine there.
Oh, okay.
But Tua, I'm just going to call him Tua. That's his first name,
yeah,
right?
That's what everybody else does.
Okay. Man, I sound like the guy when I make fun of, when you can't pronounce Spanish last name. But, yeah, that one sucks because I just don't have another option. So we'll see what's out there. It doesn't seem like kid from – I can't think of his name off the top of my head now. The kid from Jacksonville, hopefully he doesn't get beat up again, Hopefully Tua gets healthy soon.
So, yeah, I thought it'll be interesting to see how this goes, especially here in Chicago, where, everybody is just, they've been over the moon for this. So we'll see what we get, but I'm not not super confident where the outcome is going to be what everybody wants it to be. So,
and you're not doubting his skills, so to speak. It's the protection, or is it a combination? I think he's just not ready, and he's not going to have that protection.
He's talented. It's just also very clear that he's not ready to be an NFL starting quarterback. So, but yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with his skill set. He is a fantastic talent, and there's a lot of ability there. It's for bits and pieces when they have set plays for him, everything's fine, but when you open everything up for him and he's got to run the whole spiel, I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out. Plus, I still don't have any real confidence whatsoever in this coaching staff to be able to prepare him to get ready to play. So you know, we'll have to see how it goes. But yeah, I don't think he's gonna go out there and again look like Zach Wilson had a couple of his starts, or even like, you know, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, like, I don't think he's gonna go out there and stink. But I also don't see him there and lighting the world on fire unless he does it with his legs. So you know, that may be the one thing that turns everything around. So we'll see. Why are you picking the Bears to win this week?
I mean, what if the defense gets like six interceptions and runs three of them back?
Yeah, well, that's nothing he did. That's the defense. You know, I mean, that doesn't affect his play at all. You know, that would just be fantastic luck on their part, and you know, hopefully something they would want to have happen. You know, I mean, isn't that what everybody hopes for? Is for your defense to do something like that? You know, and then the one thing that may benefit him is apparently Baker Mayfield is dinged up. I guess he hurt a shoulder making a tackle last week. So there's a possibility that, you know, he may be in a tough spot. So, you know, and then I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, who's Miami playing this week? Oh, they're playing the Raiders. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough game for them.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how these things work out. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to kind of keep an eye on it and see who does what. But yeah, I don't know how confident I would be in either guy's ability to get his team a win, you know, either backup's ability. So, you know, but at least we know you're going with the Bears this week, right?
Yeah, why not? You know, I have a friend who's a Raiders fan, so, you know, I got to go against him and go against Greg.
Yeah, you got to do that as well. So, you know, and we'll see, of course, you know, Schomburg Stu will make his pick here on Friday. You know, he'll pick the game as well. So we'll see how Stu or go with. So, but yeah, you know, hopefully we'll get a decent game and take it from there.
I mean, who are you looking at? Who? I'm assuming you're just going to be Raiders all day, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the Raiders will win the game. You know, they've been playing really well. So I would be surprised if Miami was able to go in there and get a win. It, you know, hopefully it should be a good game. But, yeah, I think in the end Las Vegas manages to get a win.
You know, it took me a second to realize what you just
all the way. So I wasn't expecting the Bears to be able to go in and pull the upset off there. So
now, you know, just a little off topic though. When you said Las Vegas, it took me a second. I'm like, wait, does it still kind of, I don't know, just stand out a little bit? You're not used to having, you know, Vegas in the talks with NFL. It was always Oakland. You know, I mean, just hearing those words is just different.
Yeah, no, I've actually been kind of purposely using Las Vegas just so I'll get used to calling them that, because otherwise it's, I'm just going to continue to call them, you know, Oakland over and over. So
were they still the Oakland Raiders when they were in Los Angeles for you?
Yeah, you know, and they weren't in Los Angeles for that long.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it was, you know, just a pain to, you know, they've moved around so much. Hopefully they'll be in Las Vegas for a while. So
I think they'll stay there. You know, with the hockey team there, I think Vegas is going to be established.
Yeah, I'm waiting for, you know, everybody else to expand there, you know, baseball to get a foothold and then basketball to find a spot there. I assume they're, you know, they're one of the cities that, you know, the leagues would like to see with four teams. So that won't surprise me.
Now, you know, years ago, Mr. Fantasy brought up the fact that the metropolitan area wasn't as big. And, you know, I think over the years it expanded to being that of the size of, like, Denver or other smaller, quote, markets to be, but with four teams. Do you think it was just more politics that kept them out of Vegas and not so much having to do with demographics and money? That's just, I mean, Vegas is going
to
draw
money.
Well, you
have to remember, how long was it, you know, how many years ago was it, not too long ago, that gambling was taboo?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you heard it all there. Well, you know, we don't want a team there, so, you know, it can't be, you know, it can't be messed with, and, you know, we won't have to deal with games being fixed. And, you know, nobody came out and said that, but that's what they were implying. So, yeah, it was, I mean, it was total taboo to have a team in Las Vegas because, you know, obviously it was the gambling HUD, but now that there's daily fantasy and, you know, just betting is looked at completely differently than it was, it's okay now.
Mm-hmm. Well, even a
so,
few years ago,
know, no,
the NBA wouldn't even associate with a fantasy league, and now all of a sudden, or, you know, not a fantasy league, but fantasy sports.
Yeah. So, well, you know, and the NFL was the same way. You know, they didn't want to associate with the daily fantasy leagues, and then everybody came around. You know, they kind of realize that it's like not, you know, the you know, it's the people are going to do it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, and, you know, it's, you know, obviously, you know, the hockey team draws real well. I don't know what the Raiders did on Sunday. I believe they were home, but I'm sure they, you know, I would assume it was a sellout. I would be shocked if it wasn't.
No, and you want to know something, and I don't know if the owners are the same or if they got some kind of group, but my old boss, his brother lives in Vegas, and one of the reasons he became a season ticket holder for the Knights was because you were higher priority on getting season tickets for the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really know the relationship, but, you know, it kind of always blew my mind because, you know, my old boss, they had them, but that was the firm. You know, they used them to give away tax write-offs, you know, lawyers
yeah.
do it. so, you know, it was like, but when he told me that, he's like, yeah, my brother, he likes hockey, but he's like, he doesn't really like, you know, want to go there as much, but he's like, you know, they had limits on, you know, how many games you could sell and how many games you could attend, but he's like, you know, he only did it so he can get those Raider tickets. And he's like, you know, after that, whatever the relationship is, he's dropping the hockey tickets. So, but like you said, I wouldn't
well,
doubt
I guess,
that they sold out.
How do they know if you attend a game?
Well, because now it's all digital. So you have to transfer your
tickets. Oh, okay. But I mean, how do they – oh, so, yeah, you'd have to transfer it to somebody else? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it helps cut down on scalping and – but, you know, now a team – aside from ushers – you know, but unless you're paying those high, high seats, you know, the ushers won't know you. But, you know, that was one of the things that stopped. It allowed them to track. So then my nephew has season tickets to the Titans, and it's the same thing. If you, you're in jeopardy of losing your PSL if you sell too many of your tickets. And you can only sell them through a certain site, too, now. So.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's interesting that it works that way.
Yeah. But he did teach me how to buy tickets as an out-of-towner with an, you know, in-state address. You know, like when the Blackhawks go down to Nashville, they, you know, block Chicago zip codes so you can't buy the tickets. So he told me, you know, people just call their family and friends in Nashville and have them buy gift cards with the address in Tennessee, and then they just get around it that way. In case you wanted to know. I don't even know why I told you that.
No, hey, no, nothing. You know, it's always good to know those things. So... you know, because, you know, and I'm hopefully, you know, there's people actually listening to us that can use that information, you know, if you want to go out and get a game. So. I'm looking here to try to decide if I want to get in on FanDuel tonight. If there's only five games and... one of them's in Philadelphia. I don't even know if they're going to get that game in. So, and there's a game in Boston. I don't know. How's the weather out there? I know that that storm was headed that way. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You know, that would limit me to basically three games. One of them is the Cubs. I would have to put Cubs in my lineup. That could be scary. So... I guess I can spend a nickel, right? How bad could that be to just put a nickel game in and see how it goes?
Oh, well, we have to go spend money at a restaurant for my daughter's school, so I'll save
oh, well,
my
that's
nickel tonight.
No. You know, those are always, you know, that's always exciting for you, isn't it?
Of course, at least it's down the street and not far away.
Oh, well, hey, so you're rolling then. You've got it made.
So, you know, coming back to baseball, is there any games, matchups you're looking at tonight that, since you are on a hiatus, that you can stay up late and watch?
Well, yeah, we've had San Francisco and San Diego going on. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Is that all you're looking at tonight, or you got anyone else on the card that you're going to be tuning into? I know you always go back and forth through all the games and all, but, you know, there might be a couple that you might be focusing on a little bit more.
Well, you know, I mean, we've got, obviously, you know, San Francisco, San Diego, Seattle, and Oakland. So those are the two main ones. And then, you know, before that, those, of course, are late starts. You know, we got St. Louis at Milwaukee. So there are three pretty solid competitive games that, you know, really have a lot of meaning. So, you know, that's a big deal to me when, you know, you start to look at it. It's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, these are, you know, some big-time games here that are worth, you know, worth taking a look at. So that's basically what I've been, you know, what I'm looking at out there. Unless you got something else, you got a better game that I don't know about?
No, you know, after everything settles down, I'll probably tune in to the Padres and Giants like I did last night. You know, when I first logged in after I get my time down there, you know, down in the man cave, so to speak, I tried putting on the Cubs game, and it was at the end of the game, but I just couldn't do it, Big Jack. It's just hard to watch right now.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, there's no doubt about it. When you tune into, you know, those games, it's kind of like, well, okay, let's see what we have here. But, yeah, I still, you know, like I tried to watch a little of it last night because I did have Ian Happ in my lineup because he's been pretty hot. So I went with him last night and I caught, you know, a couple of his at-bats. But, yeah, I just wasn't, you know, into it. They're just difficult to watch.
I don't know what it's. I don't know what it is exactly, but I think, you know, part of it is you got used to that entire team, and even though knowing that they were all going to be gone, it was inevitable. I think it just changes the dynamic and everything, but it's just hard to watch on that aspect where you're not used to seeing these guys. It's been a long time to watch.
You know, except for Javi, really, went through a playoff.
Unless you think the Mets are going to go all the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that makes it really difficult is, you know, you look at their lineup and, you know, like I've told you, how many of these guys could actually start for another team? You know, when it comes right down to it, you know, how many guys, you know, there's some obvious ones, you know, Wilson Contreras, you know, Jason Hayward, which, you know, even though he doesn't hit, we'll want him to, he would still, you know, post all these things. But, you know, once you get kind of those guys, you know, you start to run into some questions.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm not saying Jason Hayward gave up. But when I saw him at the White Sox game, you know, behind him for about nine innings, we didn't go back to our seats. But, you know, I'm not saying he gave up or he's doing anything, but I just don't see the guy that used to be out there, the Jason Hayward that, you know, was signed to this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's, you know, I always say it's 90% physical, 10% mental. And if you're not all the way there, you know, it might take away a little bit. Your whole team was just broken up, torn up in front of you.
Yeah, you know, you do wonder how disheartening it is for guys like Hayward and Contreras and even Kyle Hendricks. You know, I mean, these guys were here for the World Series. And now, all of a sudden, everybody's gone.
But, you know, I still in the back of my head have this crazy Super Cubs fan hope that magically they all get signed.
Oh, I don't know what happened to you. Did you mute yourself or something off and just cut off in mid-sentence?
There we go. My Bluetooth, my headset died. One of those days.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I don't know
that
where
happened.
You are. I don't know where you are.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, you were mid-sentence, and all of a sudden you were gone. I was like, oh, wait, where are you? So.
Where was I mid-sentence, though?
Where were you? You were talking about what I'm trying to remember what we were talking about. So.
Just hopeful Cubs talk. Who knows if it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, magically, the Super Cub fan in me is thinking that they're all going to come back next season, getting multi-million dollar deals. You know how it goes as a Super fan, but realistically, I know that's not going to happen. And we'd be lucky if one of them re-signs back with the Cubs. I do find it interesting, though, and I don't know if you noticed this, they seem to have made a bigger deal when Chris Bryant came back to Chicago. Granted, you know, Rizzo's not coming here with the Yankees this year, and Schwarber's not coming with Boston this year. But just the way they presented it, and then the Ricketts handing him a fake blank check, you got to wonder if that's just for the press or if we'll actually see that happen come this offseason.
Yeah, no, I think we pretty well know he's not coming back. You know, as you know, as nice as it would be to see, I don't think there's any possible way that he ends up returning. You know, there's just going to be a team out there that gives him way too much money. So.
Yeah, and to me, I don't know. You know, is it just a political move like a politician would do, just smile and for the camera, you know, the horse and pony show?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, they don't want to, you got to remember, they don't want to be looked at as, you know, the owners that broke up what should have been a dynasty. So they're just trying to save some space.
Well, I guess at least it's not as bad as what Florida did twice, right? Or Miami.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just something that continues to happen down there for whatever reason. You know, they continue. I mean, we'll see now that Derek Jeter is down there if, this is something that continues. But yeah, it's tough. It makes it tough to be a fan of these teams, you know, and to stay with it. But you know, we'll see how they do. I know everybody was on the Miami bandwagon after last year, and there were people who were picking them to be a playoff team this year, even though I thought they were nuts. You know, and I get it, they're going to finish ahead of the Nationals, but, you know, the Nationals got rid of everybody, so.
Yeah, that Max Scherzer.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, the other thing, of course, is you have to figure out how much of the hype buy where Jed Hoyer has said this is going to be a quick rebuild, we're going to spend money this offseason.
Yeah, well, you have to do something. And, I mean, you know, Rick Hahn said a couple of years ago with his first move, you know, exactly what his plan is. Do you think that's going to be the same with Jed Hoyer? And not so much that he's saying that, but with the first move that he makes, do you think it'll kind of make or break if people are going to continue to follow? Or it could possibly make or break. People want to continue to, you know, believe that he's going to make the right move.
Yeah, no, we'll know pretty much what they're going to do when, you know, when and if they make that first signing. You know, we'll get the idea right away. So,
I mean, and you know, as a Cubs fan, I'm just sitting back and wondering, do I freak out if it's not a pitcher?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that's going to be the, you know, one of the big fixes, because, I mean, let's face it, all these guys that they keep telling us are prospects and are going to be in the rotation really haven't worked out. You know, I mean, Azalea doesn't look like he's going to be the top of the rotation guy they promised. And I, you know, I'm not completely sold on Justin Steele. So, you know, that, you know, remember for years they talked about Dwayne Underwood. I believe they ended up releasing him. So, you know, it's Kyle Hendricks and what? So we'll see how it works out. I mean, not only did the Cubs release Jake Arrieta, but it looks like, you know, his time in San Diego is done. They designated him for assignment.
Wow, that was quick.
Well, he was horrible with them, so that's no surprise there. So we'll see, you know, who or what or if they go after guys.
Or we'll be wagering on if how many games over 100 they're going to lose, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you honestly see them being in the market for Max Scherzer? I mean, you got to remember we're talking about a guy who's going to be 38. So, you know, how long do you go with a guy like that? Or, you know, do you think maybe they're, do you think they would be trying to chase a Robbie Ray who's having a career year at the perfect time?
Wasn't he drafted by the Cubs?
No, that was Chris Archer.
Oh, cool.
I think Robbie Ray was drafted by the Tigers. I believe Scherzer was as well. Or no, he might have been a Diamondback. Or no, I don't remember.
Well, I got to step out for a couple minutes. I'll be right back for these messages.
So since he didn't answer my question, I guess we'll just, I don't know what the hell we'll do now, because I'm always used to talking to everybody. So what are you guys doing? Is there a baseball game you wanted to watch tonight? Did I miss a game? You can always let me know, 646-478-3753. So, you know, we'll see what's going on. I know we had I want to double check the schedule here, because I know we had some rainouts earlier. I know the White Sox at the Tigers were rained out. Who else did we get? Yeah, we also had the Pirates at the Reds and the Royals at the Indians have all been postponed. Currently, there is one game going on right now. The Blue Jays the Rays are beating the Blue Jays 7-1. So, and the rest of your night is going to go like this. You got the Nationals at the Marlins. Josiah Gray and Elsier Hernandez start there. The Orioles are at the Phillies. It's Keegan Aiken and Zach Wheeler making the starts there. The Rangers are at the Yankees. We got Taylor Hearn and Corey Kluber making the start there. It's a doubleheader night on ESPN. The first game features the Mets at the Red Sox. That's Tijan Walker and Chris Sale starting there. The Twins are here in Chicago to take on the Cubs. We got Joe Ryan and Kyle Hendricks making the start there. The Cardinals are at the Brewers. It's Miles Mikolas and Brett Anderson as the starting pitchers there. The Dodgers are in Colorado to take on the Rockies. We got Walker Buehler and Germán Marquez making the start. We got the Astros at the Angels. That game's available on ESPN Plus if you have the app. It's Luis Garcia and Jansen Junk, I believe it is, making the starts there. The Braves are at the Diamondbacks. We get Ian Anderson and Merrill Kelly as the starting pitchers there. The Mariners are at the A's. We get Chris Flexen and Cole Irvin making the start. And the night wraps up with the Giants at the Padres. That's the second game on ESPN. We get Scott Kazmir coming back to make a start, going against Vincent Velasquez. So, yeah, there you go. Talk about an interesting pitching matchup there for two contenders. Kazmir hasn't pitched, I don't know when, and Velasquez was cut loose by the Phillies, but the Padres were just so desperate for pitching that they picked him up. So,
Padres picked up Velasquez,
he's making the start from tonight.
What?
So, yeah, well, you know, they're desperate for pitching, you know. I mean, they're trying to in the wild card race, but, you know, they have a pretty rough go of it schedule-wise compared to everybody else. Not only, you know, do they get the Giants again tonight, but I believe they have one series with them. So it definitely didn't go in their favor when it just worked out. And obviously, you know, they weren't planning for basically, every one of their starting pitchers to be injured. I know Darvish is back, but he still doesn't look right. So, you know, you wonder
but
he
was
maybe
looking...
he should still be on the IL.
And he was looking really good coming into the year with them. So, you know, you never want to give up, but in this case, well, you know, I don't even want to put it out there. You know, when do you start
looking to
next season?
I looked up San Diego's schedule. All right. This is how they finished the year. All right. They have two more with the Giants tonight and tomorrow at home. Then Atlanta comes in for a three-game series. Now, those games are obviously going to be important to Atlanta. Then they finish on the road. Here's how they finish on the road, Dan. They go to the Dodgers for three, and they wrap up in San Francisco for three. And those games are obviously going to be super important because those teams are battling for the NL West division. So I seriously doubt that there's another team out there with a harder 11 games to wrap up the year than the Padres.
Wow, that's it? We're ready there?
Yeah. So.
Holy cow. You took off the wrong week.
Yeah, no, you know, I didn't. It was just kind of a random pick. So.
It's going to be hard to work those days.
But, you just kind of look at that, and it's like, oh, yeah, no problem. They'll get in. Yeah, okay. Sadly, yeah, it doesn't look like the Padres, you know, they're already five out of that second wild card spot. And to make up five games in 11 games is going to be tough. You know, St. Louis being as hot as they are, they've opened up a little bit of a window there. They actually have a four-game lead. So, you know, they picked a good time to get hot.
And how does St. Louis's schedule match up?
Is it much different? I can tell you here. Well, obviously, they're in Milwaukee right now. I don't know if it's if it's one or two. Let me double check as I get down to it here. Where are we? Come on, there we go. Yeah, they've got today and tomorrow in Milwaukee. Then they come to Chicago for four. Then they close out the season by hosting Milwaukee for three and the Cubs for three. So they have obviously seven very winnable games against the Cubs. And Milwaukee probably won't be playing for anything in that last series because they'll have clinched a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what the Cardinals are looking at.
pretty nice schedule.
Yeah, not too bad. And then, of course, you know, the Reds are the other team in this mix here. So let me see where they're going. I doubt it's going to be as good as the Cardinals' schedule. They have actually, this isn't too bad for the Reds. They may have something here. They have one with Pittsburgh. Then they and it's at home. They stay at home to host the Nationals for four. Then they come to Chicago, but they play the White Sox for two games, not the Cubs, the White Sox. And then they wrap up their season in Pittsburgh with a three-game series. So Cincinnati has a very good schedule. You know, if the Cardinals hit a rough patch, they could get right back in it. You know, and then I think that leaves us with the only other wild card team would be the Phillies. And, you know, you got to worry about them because they're actually having some problems with the Orioles right now. I think the Orioles took, was it the first two games of that series? Yeah, Baltimore, or no, they split. Phillies won in extra innings last night. So they have one more with Baltimore. Then Pittsburgh comes in for four games. They go to Atlanta for three, and then they wrap up the season in Miami for three games. So, yeah, that, you know, like, with the exception of the Padres, I think the Cardinals, the Reds probably have the easiest of the schedules. And then the Cardinals and the Phillies are really comparable. So, you know, it's not quite, you know, while the Cardinals do have the four-game lead, it's not quite over there yet. So we'll see if the Phillies can make up some ground playing some of these weaker teams just like the Cardinals. Or not the Cardinals, the Reds, but yeah, it'll make for, and you know, an interesting stretch run. You know, then they'll figure out who they're going to have to play. Will it be the Dodgers or will it be the Giants? So now I saw the A's heated up again. I saw the A's heated up. They've won five in a row. Do you think they've got enough juice to get back in the wild card? They are only two games out. Well, it's going to be a game and a half because Toronto's going to lose here in a minute. But in the American League?
You know, anything is possible. So, you know, it's kind of like you said, we got roughly 10, 11 games left. You know, I don't know how that's counting today, but I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think one thing that's going to help them all is this: we get another Yankee Red Sox series, so that's going to knock somebody back in the wild card race. You know, be it Boston that's holding the first wild card spot now, or the Yankees who are a game and a half out. So, you know, that's gonna help the A's kind of push back into it as long as they can continue winning. You know, and then the one thing just kind of off track here, not talking about the wild card, are you surprised, like I saw – they're actually going to make up the Tigers-White Sox game on Monday. Are you kind of surprised they're making this game up? I mean, it doesn't mean anything except for revenue for the Tigers, but if you saw the crowd yesterday, they're not going to get anybody.
No, I didn't see that. And like you said, is that one game going to make that much of a difference for the White Sox?
No, it won't mean anything. I mean, the White Sox are like two games away from clinching. You know, they're not going to move. They're going to be the three seed. you know, the way it looks, they're going to play the Astros because I don't think the Astros are catching the Rays. So, you know, everybody, the division winners are set in place. So I was really kind of surprised when I saw they were going to, it's scheduled to be made up on Monday.
You got to get them in. You got to get them in. It's a contract.
You know, and I mean, I know, you know, we had the other postponements. Obviously, you know, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, that's a game that's probably going to need to be played because of where Cincinnati is. And I haven't seen KC and Cleveland got postponed. I don't know if they're going to make that up, but that would be another game of why. You know, I mean, do we need to make that up? I don't think so.
No.
Especially if the game is anyway. So, but yeah, you know, we didn't get to talk about this yesterday, actually, just because I forgot to bring it up. I wanted to get your take on the Machado-Tatis dugout argument that happened over the weekend. Do you have a takeaway from this like everybody else does, good, bad, or indifferent?
Not really. I mean, isn't that what happens? You know, this is the team that was projected to win first prize. The way you phrase it, it sounded like a boxing match, but you know, these two teams are, this team is projected to have won the division and to be the best team in the division. And they're struggling to get in to the wild card. So, I don't know. I think it's inevitable that there'd be some kind of argument between the two. I mean, everyone's on fire. Everyone's emotional. You know, if you're not doing exactly what the other guy thinks you should be doing, or you're goofing off, you should be a little bit more serious, you know, things like that. I just think it's bound to happen. Wouldn't you think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the weird thing is this happens all the time. It usually just doesn't happen in front of people. You know, but now that, you know, again, everybody has a cell phone and all this other stuff, a fan caught it. The camera on the game didn't catch it. It was a fan in the stands who caught it. You know, and what's funny is it, you know, it started, Tatis struck out looking, and he was hot about it. You know, he didn't like the call. The Padres manager, Jace Tingler, actually came out and got ejected for arguing on Tatis's behalf. And what Machado was doing was trying to keep Tatis in the game, because obviously he's one of the best players in baseball, and they need him in their lineup. And it just got a little heated while he was trying to calm him down. So, you know, this is nothing that hasn't happened before. I mean, it's not, you know, Carlos Zambrano and Michael Barrett, you know, or even Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, everybody's going to point to it because the Padres are having their issues. And, you know, they're, oh, well, look at this. This is why they're having trouble. No, that's not really why they're having trouble. You know, as I mentioned, they're having trouble because just about every pitcher that they planned on being in their starting rotation is hurt. So.
But you need that fire, though, between, you know, the passion in the game. But you also... I don't follow the Padres as much as I would like to, but, you know, to me, that's seeming like Machado is taking on a serious role there as, you know, the clubhouse leader, you know, what Anthony Rizzo was in with the Cubs or Jay Cutler with the Bears. No, but, you know, I think it's great for the team and it's going to happen. But like you said, everyone with a phone, they're going to catch things. And just like if you're there live, you'll see something different than what's on TV.
Yeah, and, you know, I had a press conference today, and, you know, it's nothing, but, again, it's one of those things where it's going to get... So...
And,
you know,
another thing is you can kind of tell when guys don't like each other, and, you know, with the way they were kind of arguing, I don't think it's that, you know, so you want everyone on the same page, so you're going to fight for it.
Yeah, and then, I am kind of curious, you know, eventually... You know, we're going to have our fantasy hockey draft and our fantasy basketball draft. I saw that your guy, J.J. Redick, announced his retirement on social media yesterday after 15 years. That's going to have a big effect on you and your drafting, because I think you've had him every year. So have you already started looking at how you can get around this now and 3-point shooting without Redick on your fantasy team?
Well, and oddly, I don't think I ever drafted him. How do you like that? I'm on my team every year,
I
never drafted him.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I was going to nominate him. You'd have to pay for him, but, you know.
Yeah. No, and I'm surprised that league hasn't opened up yet, or, you know, Yahoo hasn't said anything. So we'll see about that. Doesn't the season start pretty soon?
They're not starting until October, so.
Oh.
Of course, I guess that is September. Why is that? Yeah, why is that not up yet? Now you've got me curious. I got to go look.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even, like, accessible. I'll have to log in on a computer tonight, but, you know, even when they just randomly open it, it would be there.
Yeah,
so
I'm looking here as we go. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of humorous because I was kind of like, oh, hey, what's Dan the Man going to do now? So,
you know, but it is interesting you bring that up. And, you know, you and I were able to skate out of the auction football league 20 teams in under just around 4 hours. It'll be interesting to see how hockey goes. I don't remember if we have all the teams locked in yet or whatnot, but
we're all locked in. That hockey filled up quick because for whatever reason we have a lot of guys interested in hockey.
Yeah, well, and a lot of serious guys. So that just took me and you from the top and dropped us to the bottom for like the last 3 years.
Oh.
I was like, I kind of liked it when we played with people who had no clue about hockey. When we started that league, it was a lot of the baseball and football guys, and then, you know, people from Facebook, and, you know, you and I did really well back then.
What's funny is what I can tell you is about the best thing about our hockey league that makes me think you and I are in trouble. Every team has a name. It's not so-and-so's great team or so-and-so's excellent team. Everybody has went in and changed. Now, we never have a league where so many guys have actually participated. You know, somebody's always gone somewhere. And of all the sports, I never would have thought it would have been hockey.
Hey, you know, I mean, there was people who joined the league this year, and with that was football. But I think it was hockey too. That were, you know, calling out the people for calling out the rules, like. It's in there. Like, did you not read this before you signed up? Because I think we had somebody. I think you had to open it back up to let someone quit, but
yeah,
or drop out. And I just remember getting all mad about the stats, and, you know, new people were in the comments going, did you not read the rules or, you know, the guidelines for the league? Did you not see what all the point system? And it just kind of, there was no response back. That was it. That was the end of it.
Yeah, I thought that was
so
cool. You know, they were just like, oh, yeah, did you not pay attention to what they were doing? When you sign, it was kind of like the guy in your home run league. Well, this is boring. It's only home runs. Well, moron, what'd you think it was?
Oh. It's literally called home run only.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's like it's called home run league. What did you think we were going to do? And by the way, I stink in that. I'm like still like 11th, so.
Yeah, well, I went from second to fourth. Yeah, it was a great start to
and
the season.
You can go in, set the basketball league up whenever you're ready. It is open.
Oh, it is? I haven't even seen it.
I just checked. I sent you a reminder.
Oh, are you a co-commission on that? Can you open it right now?
Oh, that I don't remember. I didn't look up. So I don't think so, though. But
all
yeah,
right,
so
I'll get on
been playing fantasy football. You'll email us sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. We'll send you the link. Or
yeah,
if you know, hit either
hurt.
Dan or those handles are, or at Sports Radio, and we'll get you. You know, we'll get you what you need to get.
It almost didn't happen.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, like Dan said, the hockey league is full. So sorry, hockey guy. Better luck next year.
Yeah, well, hopefully you and I have better luck this year.
I'm winning it.
Man,
I've already
brutal.
So I don't know how I'm going to cheat, but if I'm going to win this year. So. You know, I think my best finish in hockey is second. I think I lost the finals to Elk Dismantlers or whatever he's called in hockey. So I'm due for a big year.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I think how I feel about well.
Hey, I have my one trophy. my one first place trophy for basketball.
Well, right, the first year.
Yeah, so.
How you have managed to win a baseball league with all your baseball knowledge?
I don't know. Well, you know what ends up happening?
Yeah, maybe you're just
damn injuries.
You're just too loyal to them damn Cub players.
I don't even have any Cub players on my team.
I have Wilson Contreras. He's the only Cub I have. So.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I did pick up part of it.
I'd have a guy, and then he got hurt. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, what happens is it'll be good pitching, and then somewhere in the hitting will, you know, we'll kind of slow it up. And I have a tendency, and I'm realizing this now, that when it comes to baseball, I kind of every other year it, and I pick too much pitching or too much hitting. So then, as the season goes along, I scramble to put stuff together.
I'm going to go to the Facebook page. I'm going to have to give them a like. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page. I'm going to have to give them a like.